The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Hi, I'm David Wolf. Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is a courageous business leader when it comes to doing business on the internet. Susan Bratton is an expert in online communications, having pioneered innovative advertising products and concepts for companies such as At Home Network, Excite, Mailblox, Maven Networks, and many more. At Excite At Home, she led a team of more than 200 sales professionals and generated more than $100 million in revenues. She's the founder of several startups in her own right. Currently, her focus is Personal Life Media, a podcasting and blog ad network with 22 original shows targeted to socially conscious boomers. Joining us to share her insights on doing business on the internet and in the world at large and beyond is Susan Bratton. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, David.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Brain.
My pleasure. You can have as much of my brain as you want today.
As much as we can fit into 15 minutes, exactly.
You got it. 15 minutes worth of brain.
There it is. So I'm curious, what was your original inspiration for creating Personal Life Media? And what did you set out to accomplish with this project?
My inspiration was my near divorce, my near-death experience of my marriage.
Yikes.
I pulled it back from the abyss by going to a lot of personal growth workshops with my husband. We knew we had kind of messed ourselves up. And
yeah.
So we went to a bunch of personal growth workshops, and I was just so impressed with the people who were leading the workshops. And I thought, as a podcaster myself, these people need a microphone.
Ah.
So I had been podcasting in a business show called Dishy Mix since 2005. I've been doing my own show, interviewing interesting and successful business executives to find out what makes them tick. And I knew the power of podcasting. I knew the power of using the internet to disseminate that long-tail content. And I had thought about doing just a show on personal growth, and then I thought, oh, no, I'm thinking way too small. There's a media empire opportunity here somewhere. And I decided to start a publishing network of shows. I launched 16 shows in March of 2007, and then we launched another 6 shows in September. And so we've produced almost, if not now, over this week, 500 episodes ranging from cosmetic surgery to global spirituality to finding meaning in your work to planning for your retirement to, gosh, all kinds of relationship and intimacy content. And I've done this with my husband. It's our project together. And so we went from wanting to be divorced to loving to work together every single day.
How wonderful. And it sounds like it's really scaled up quickly, and you're having fun, most of all.
I made some lemonade out of those lemons.
That's fabulous. I'm curious. For the small business owner, the entrepreneur, which comprises most of our audience, we think, what can small business owners realistically expect to gain by using podcasts and blogs for marketing? How do you approach that?
I think that the number one thing that any kind of external communication at that level, whether it's a blog or a podcast or a vidcast or a vlog, which is a video blog, mm-hmm. any combination of those kinds of things can get your message out to the customers that want to connect with you. And it allows you to tell a deeper story than the marketing snippets that we're left with in today's over-advertised world. It's a level of authenticity that you can bring to messaging your beliefs, your corporate culture, et cetera. And there's a big word in marketing today, and that's about being authentic and transparent.
Yeah.
And I think that blogs give you and podcasts give you the platform to tell that deeper story about who you are, what your brand stands for, what your corporate culture is like, how you want to engage with your customers, the value that you bring to them, and allows you to disseminate a level of information that you can't do through a website, a press release, a panel at a conference or a newsletter, an email newsletter, or anything. It's a more intimate medium,
yeah.
I would say.
Like radio. And I often have said that it's an opportunity for those to learn the who behind your biz.
That's really beautifully said. You said it better than I.
No, I love the way you said it. Some of our listeners are speakers, authors, consultants. Of course, they're coaches. And they are interested in getting more exposure in the live, not so much the online side, or maybe there's an integration there that we can point to. But I know you have some experience and expertise in terms of booking gigs as a speaker at trade conferences. Can you speak to that a little bit and any suggestions you might have?
Absolutely. A couple of things. One, I would recommend that you create some speaking platforms, and that is, think about what you stand for. Think about the level of information and the value that you can bring to someone. If you had 15 to 30 minutes to tell someone information that you know that could change their life, what would that be, and what are you an expert? Then I would put that on my website or my blog, and I would create a kind of a vanity page about myself that would allow someone to check me out and look at my credibility and my depth of experience and the places at which I've spoken already and the kinds of things about which I speak. That can be connected into your blog. It can be your about page, as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can blog about the topic that is the thing that you know. So that's called your platform, and you might have one, or you might have an Uber platform with a series of sub-platforms that are vertical expertise. For example, I could tell you about how to promote yourself and blog. I could also tell you how to leverage LinkedIn. I could also tell you how to leverage Facebook. You know, so those would be sub-platforms, using social media to promote yourself for your blog, you know, those kinds of things. The second thing that you need to keep in mind, once you've figured out what you stand for and at what you're an expert, is to be able to go to a target list of conferences who have speakers come in and present, and to know when they're planning and making their decisions to get those speakers. Because if you've missed it by a month, you've missed it by a month, and the schedule is done. And they're usually planned at least 6 months in advance, so they have time to create their materials, put up their website, engage their prospects, and market to their potential conference attendees. So you have to think about what the conference chair or the programming director is the most worried about, and deal with them and the business that they have to manage. Then you need to stop thinking about it from your perspective and what your platform is, and you have to start thinking about it in terms of the conference attendee and what they need, because the conference director, the programming director, wants to satisfy their attendee and deliver great content for them and pick someone to speak who's going to satisfy that person sitting in the audience. Then you have to turn your platform around and make it the thing that is of interest to that conference attendee. You have to present valuable case studies and market research, unveil something interesting at the show, provide people with the 10 easy steps to something. It needs to be very solutions-oriented and not be about your company. It needs to be about more than your company in the greater market and in the greater scheme of things.
Beautiful.
Just by you representing your company, you will win more love from the conference director and from the audience by keeping that perspective. When you do a speaker submission, you need to do it in a timely way, and then you need to follow up with the actual programming chair and reach out to them directly and let them know that you've done the submission on the website, you followed the rules, but that you also want to offer up some extra things. For example, co-promoting the conference, if you're a speaker, to your database of X thousand people to offer a special rate. Think about yourself as being a marketing partner with that conference rather than someone who's coming to pitch your brains out up on the dais.
Beautiful distinction.
And if you bring that perspective and that level of professionalism and that level of partnership to that, you'll probably be selected.
Fabulous.
And then, of course, deliver on what you promised.
Thank you for that. A lot of concentrated, wonderful stuff there. And I'm guessing that a lot of this crosses over to, you know, planning and formatting a podcast and designing how does this work and how does it deliver value to the customer / listener / participant in your social network. Our guest is Susan Bratton. She's the founder of Personal Life Media, among other things, and www.personallifemedia.com is the website. If we could, let's talk a little bit about designing a podcast format and what are some of the adventures that you've encountered in doing. You've produced a lot of shows. What can you share about this?
Well, there's a couple things. One, consistency is the most important aspect of producing a podcast, just as it is in deciding to be a blogger. If you can't blog at least once a week or produce a podcast at least once a week, don't bother doing it. I really believe that. Now, if there's something that you have that's very concentrated and you can get away with doing a once-a-month show, then I think that's reasonable. But the concept of podcasting is to deliver value in a consistent way so that you get subscribers who want to listen from show to show to show.
Yeah.
As far as formats, we have shows that are 10 minutes long and are a single host doing spoken word completely by themselves. And that's one of our top shows. It's called The Joy of Living Creatively, and it's about how you can tap your native creativity every single day just by being more focused and putting more attention and allowing your creativity to come out, which is, of course, very, it makes you feel so good when you're being creative.
Yeah.
You know how good it makes you feel, right?
Yeah.
So that's a 10-minute show, and Dr. Eric Maisel, just talks to you every week about one more aspect of being more creative in your daily life.
Yeah.
Another one of our top shows is a show about relationships called Expanded Lovemaking. Of course, it's a sensuality show, and it's very popular, but it's not popular because it's about sensuality and intimacy. It's popular because Dr. Patty Taylor walks her walk and talks her talk. She knows what she's doing. She lives in the world of expanded lovemaking. She does a 40-minute show with experts from all over the world every week. And people love Dr. Patty and the information she brings. And she has all this depth of content and richness of information. So the format really needs to fit the host, the medium, and the message. And then it just needs to be consistent. Always deliver what you promise every single time you do it, and do it with consistency.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Our guest is Susan Bratton. She's the founder of Personal Life Media, among other things, and www.personallifemedia.com is the website. Susan, thanks so much for joining us here on the Small Biz Brain.
My pleasure.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.